Melons. I like to believe things are what they are. Tap on a melon, it tells you it's a melon. Ripeness resonates. You listen with both ears. Already you can hear it snap and fracture into pieces that you'll later contemplate, then eat. The melon will be what it is, nothing more and nothing less than what it is. And that means ready to sacrifice itself for a job well done. Not everything is melons. Not everything will talk to you, divulging secrets of its seeds, obliging you to look for fertile ground, guaranteeing their progression from simple to complex. No matter which fruit you choose to sample, you'll sense oblique connections between the simple and the complex, the hidden kinship that they share. You'll want to find a melon and go home. This is no easy task. The field you tend is bounded on all sides by razor wire. Your hands know this as a deep, hard fact, and know that scars, like melons, are what they are. No, not everything is melons. Some fractures that you'll hear will be your bones, snapping and marking painful changes, changes making you wish that life just went tap, tap,